Okay, Rabbi says Shabbos 36a, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We pick up in the middle of the conversation between the Gemara and different brisas in terms of whether or not a shofar could be taken versus chatzotros. There have been opinions all over the place. The Gemara in the top of 36a says El Okasha, in the end of the day, it's not a problem. Hab Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosheva, Hab Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda is the most, is the middle shita where he says you could take some things, you can only take things that are useful, like shofar, but not a chatzotros. Rabbi Shimon says you can take whatever you want as long as it's useful for something. Rabbi Chami says you can only take things that are mamish used for their purpose, in which case you can't use a shofar or a chatzotros. So Gemara says, my shofar, not my chatzotros. So if that's the case, you should also say, if you can't take a shofar, you also can't take a shofar. You also can't take chatzotros. Because you have chista. Damar of chista, hani plus milish, dinish, mayo, miki, charev, beis haminish. There are three things that changed their names after the beis haminish was a chatzotra, chatzotzarta, shofara. Shofara, chatzotzarta, those are interchangeable, chatzotros and shofar. Lemain afkin, what does it matter that they're interchangeable? The shofar, shofar, shoshana, you want to make sure you get the right thing on Rosh Hashanah. Arava tzaf tzafa, right? The arava could also be, was also called, the willow is also called tzaf tzafa. Tzaf tzafa, arava, l'manafkim, and lulav. You want to make them buy the right thing for the lulav. Psora, psorta, psorta, psora, different type of tables. L'manafkim, l'manakof, memkar, you want to buy the right kind of table. Amrabai, or if you were told you were going to get one thing, you want to make sure you get the right thing. Af anu namu, nomar huvlila, in Bavel, I think. So we say we had a situation with Beikase, which is the stomach of the animal. Beikase huvlila, which one is called? Mine afkimin lamachash shemitzes bove beisakosos. If you find a hole in one of them, dimitzad achak sherim shneit stadim trefa. If it's in the base, the Beikase, so it's a bigger issue because I think one of them is thinner. So if you find a hole in one of them, so it's already assumed to be trefa. If you find a hole in the other one. The Luvlila, I don't remember which one's which, so then it's not a big of an issue because that has to go through both the inner layer and the outer layer. I'm not 100% sure, but another example of where the language got mixed up, and it's important to distinguish what you're talking about. Ravashi, Avanonom, or Bavel, Borsif, Borsif, Bavel. It also depends on what you're using in terms of the name of Bavel, or Manafkim, or Gitesh Nashim. You have to make sure the Gitin are in the right language so that they're confirmable, that they're provable, that they're connected to the right place. So you can't mix up the names of Bavel or Borsif. Hajr Lach Mama Malikin. We'll come back to you, Mirtz Hashem. Every Friday night, we'll talk about the Perek of Bama Malikin. Okay, Mishnah, very important Perek now, all about things you can do in terms of heating up food on Shabbos. Number one, says the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to be dissected by the Gemara, so we'll take it in stride. But for the time being, let's just understand it, and it's at least, at most simplest understanding, as we read the Mishnah. Kirshi sikua b'kash v'gvava nosin alea tavshil. A oven of some kind, it's not exactly an oven, it could be a stove in the way that we talk. So a stove of some kind where you put the food on top and the fire is underneath, which has been burnt with, which was lit on Erev Shabbos with straw, so you can put on a dish on top of it. What does that mean? You put it on, is it on Shabbos, is it before Shabbos? We'll talk about it in Gemara, because of Eitzim. However, if you're using Gefes and Eitzim, which is something from the stuff from seeds or olives, and you know, the leftover, you know, scraps, so you're using that to burn the oven, or if you're using wood, lo yitin al shiyugro, if you cannot put something on top of it until you clean it out, you have to swipe them out, or until you put on ashes to sort of temp down the fire. Presumably that would have to be before Shabbos. And this is what also is called ketuma. So the Gemara is going to talk in those terms, katam and garaf. Garaf is when you sweep away the ash, sweep away the burning coals, and katam means you put ashes on top. Either way, so that there's not as much fire, at least as much. Machlokas Mishana, how to understand it. Beis Shammai Omrim Chamin Avalot Avshil. Beis Shammai says you can put hot water, but you can't put an actual cooked dish. Beis Hillel Omrim Chamin Vitavshil. Beis Hillel says you can put both. Beis Shammai Omrim Notlin Avalot Machzirin. Beis Shammai says you can take one off of the fire, which sounds like Shekhia, meaning it was on before Shabbos. You can take it off during Shabbos, but you can't put it back on during Shabbos. Beis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin. Beis Hillel says you can even put it back onto the fire on Shabbos. Ibai Luv, Gemara says Gemara, hi lo yitin. What does that mean, lo yitin? You shouldn't put it on unless it's garif akatim. So lo yachzerhu, does that mean you can't put it back on? Aval lishas lishos mashin, or but it means you could maintain it, meaning it could be on from before Shabbos. Aval bishen garif akatim, and even if it's not garif akatim beforehand, when it comes to these types of the what was it called? Gefes, not gefes. The kashnu gvava, the straw and the rakings. You could do it to maintain. Umani Chananya, whose opinion would that be? That would be Chananya's opinion. Tana Chananya Omer, Kosh Kamacham, just anything that's cooked a little bit from before Shabbos. Mutzal Shazal Gabe Kira, doesn't matter how, doesn't matter why. Alpha Vishayin Garbatotum, even if it's not cleaned away or the fire is not tamped down, if it's not neutralized, it could still be a fire, even though that would be making the food better. It'd be cooking it more. Once it's a third cooked, Chananya says you're allowed to keep it on. Odilma, or when the Mishnah says you can't put it on, does that mean also Lashos Tanan? That means also you can't maintain it from before Shavuos V'Garav Katzim. If, however, it is it's cleaned off or it's neutralized in some way, in Ilo Lo, V'Kol Shekein L'Hachzer. And all the more so, you're not allowed to do it if it's to put it back on during Shabbos. Right? If it's before Shabbos, a little more lenient because it was being cooked already from before Shabbos, a third cooked already. Now we got to figure out which one is the Mishnah talking about. Was it talking about maintaining it from before Shabbos, or was it talking about strictly putting it back on Shabbos? Tashem Amit Kain Trei Baved Masnisin. And if you say that the Mishnah is talking about putting it back on Shabbos, that means all the more so you're allowed to put it on from before Shabbos and allowed to continue cooking, like Hanani's opinion that we just quote. Tashem Amit Kain Trei Baved Masnisin, because it says two things in Masnisin. Beshami Or Mecham Navadol Tavshil Beisol Or Mecham Vitavshil. First, they give one condition that Beshami and Beisol argue about whether or not it's only water you can put on. Or does it mean you can put on water and food? Beshame then says, Beshame Orim Nolten Aval Lo Mafsirin, you can take it off, you can't put it back. Beisolam Orim Af Mafsirin. So then Beisola said, you could even put it back. So E Amar Bishlam Lush Hasos Tanan, if we're going to say that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about maintaining it from before Shabbos, Hakikitani Kushi Secure Bakash of Government Mashin Allah Tavis is what it means. That when it comes to straw, you're allowed to maintain it from before Shabbos. But when it comes to wood, so you can't leave it on there even from before Shabbos until you cleared away the wood. Or you put the ashes on. Umahein mashin. And what is it that you're allowed to maintain from before Shabbos? Beishamir Om Chamim Avatol Tavshil. Beishamir says hot water but not food. Beiso Omrim Chamim V'Tavshil. V'Chiyeched Ebligel Shabbos. And once they're arguing about maintaining, so then the Mishnah then came to say that not only are they arguing about Shehiyah, about maintaining from before Shabbos, they're also arguing about taking it off and putting it back on Shabbos. You can take it off in Shehiyah, you can't put it back in. So the end of the Mishnah has come to give us an additional caveat. Not only do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree about maintaining it through Shabbos when it comes to before Shabbos and into Shabbos, you can even put it back according to Beis Hillel. But if you're going to say the beginning of the Mishnah is about Hachzar, about putting it back, so then you know where this is going to go. Basically, what's the end of the Mishnah mean? This is what you'd have to say. When it comes to putting it back onto the fire on Shabbos, you can only put it back when it comes to wood, unless once you cleared it out or put on ashes. What does that mean, Machzirin? Beishami Omer Mechamer Val Lo Tavshi. You could put back. Beishami says you could put back hot water, but you can't put back a cooked dish. Beisul Omer Mechamer Mitavshi. Beisul would say you can put back both. Beishami Omer Noten Val Lo Machzirin. Beishami would then have to say you can take it off, but you can't put it back. Beisul Omer Af Machzirin. Hatul Amli. Why, if the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about Hachzara, would you have to repeat it to me again at the end of the Mishnah? And the Mirza Hashem tomorrow, we'll figure out at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll figure out what exactly that could mean. Mirza Hashem, see you then.